Okay, good morning, everybody. So continue on in our discussion of the Rambam Berakhot Dalet of Hilchos Sanhedrin about the Gemara Din, and we were Medayik Ish V'Isha, and we were discussing extensively V'yar Tahara versus V'yar Taharasha, how much of it is about going after the Gavra, and how much of it is responding to particular Averos and trying to develop Diyukim on that basis. Halacha Zayin is a very challenging halacha, the case of Mishnah. Already noticed the difficulty in the Rambam. The Lecha Mishnah says it's not so terrible. The Rambam just wanted to be to be a little bit more expansive. I tend, as you might guess, to agree with the Kesef Mishnah that it is Omer Darsheni. So let's take a look, and then we'll be able to discuss. So Mishar Nigmar Dino Shenis Ari Vimshar Ha'am. So you have a situation of somebody who's been condemned to death, but he has the advantage somehow of getting mixed in without being recognized with other people who are totally innocent. We don't know who he is, so I think any rational person is going to say, well, you can't just execute everybody because, you know, there's a vast majority of innocent people in there. Oh, and then the Rambam pivots, completely different case. Mishalo nigmar dino, shenis ari misha nigmar dino. So the Gemara explains, and this is clearly the Rambam's reference here, Mishalo nigmar dino is a person who's a rotzeach, but they haven't given him the final verdict yet. But the maso matan they had, the kabbalos edus they certainly had, but they haven't convicted the fellow yet. And he's in there with at least one, if not multiple people, that have already been sentenced to death. Velo noda mihu. We just don't know who's who. Kulan p'turin l'fisha'ein gomrin dino shel adam ela b'fanav. So you have to let everybody go in this case, even though fundamentally they're all really chayiv misa. One of them hasn't gotten his verdict yet, but he's pretty close to it. But you can't be gomer es hadin ela b'fanav. So even though he's physically present, but if you don't know who exactly you're talking about, then it's considered shelo b'fanav. B'fanav means not just that he's physically present, but we know exactly who he's talking about. So again, the Kesef Mishnah says, you know, it's clear that this last reason in Gomrin Dino Shel Adam Ela B'Fanav is only shaykh to the second case, not the first case. The first case, the reason you don't put everybody to death is because the vast majority of people there are innocent. It doesn't have to do with the technicality of Ein Gomrin Dino Shel Adam Ela B'Fanav. It has to do with a much bigger reason. And the Kesef Mishnah raises the question of why the Rambam is so makatzer, and implicitly why he combines two very different cases. And Lecha Mishnah again tries to sort of be docha the question. Rabbeinu Hircha Rabir Mekasim Nisari V'Misharam V'Avakav Shigemar Amrushu Pashud. Even though the Gemara that's considered to be a Daver Pashud Ein Baza Hefseid. So he says the Rambam, it's not so terrible that he included this case, but the Lecha Mishnah seems very dubious to me because first of all. Maybe there's no hafsid, but the Rambam usually has a reason for what he says. And second of all, it's as if the Rambam is applying the reason, l'fishin gomrim dino shel adam ela b'fanav, to both cases, as if the real reason that we don't convict everybody in the, and put them to death from the original Tarovis is, oh, we can't be gomrim dino shel adam b'fanav. What about the fact that it would be taking down 10 innocent people with the one guilty party? Would that somehow secondary? So it is Omer Darsheni, it's not Ein Baza Hefseid, right, in terms of the way the Rambam formulates it. So I'd like to suggest the following. So I think what's clear from the Rambam is the din of Ein Gomrin Dino Shel Adam Ela B'Fanav is far, 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 far from a technicality. And what that has to do with is that if we're, and you pick up in this in the Mishnah of Ketzin Ma'imin Es Eidim, when you're dealing with Dinei Nefashos, you're dealing with the highest degree of severity, the highest degree of COVID rosh, that we're debating whether or not to terminate an olam malay. And you can't do that and say, okay, well, a process of elimination, all of these other people here, they already had their gemar din. One guy here didn't have the gemar din yet, so let's just carry out the rest of the case and say, whoever you are in the Tarovis over here, so we're going to sentence you to death. That's not what Dinei Nefashos says. Dinei Nefashos is staring, respirating, walking, talking, Tzelem Elokim, in the face and saying that we have determined Al-Pi Klalei HaTorah as ruled and as understood by the Gedolei Horah on the Sanhedrin, on Ebez Din Sol Chav Gimel, that you can no longer live. And that is obviously a deeply personal comment. It's not a technicality of Gemara Din Shel Adam B'Fanav. So the Rambam is equating to seemingly completely divergent, discordant scenarios into one. There's no doubt the Kesef Mishnah is correct. The She'en Gomer Dino Shel Adam Ela B'Fanav is only really the reason in the second case. But the Rambam, I think, is trying to make a point. He's saying, Hu Hadin Nami, just as nobody would contemplate the idea of, well, you have a murderer mixed in with 10 other people, and so by definition, they're all going to have to be exonerated because we can't execute innocent people. Just, you know, and forget about, you know, the rove, or the, even if it was the numbers in the opposite direction. So just like no sane person would contemplate such a thing, that we're going to, you know, take down innocent people to find the guilty party, the person who was Nigmardino but was mixed in Taroves. So the Rambam says, by the same token, Hu Adinami, that we're not going to be Gomer Dino Shelo Befanav, because that too relates to a total callousness to the seriousness of Dina Nefashos, which requires knowing exactly who it is, looking at this person in the face and saying that this is the determination that we've made. And so shockingly, again, you know, because the Rambam understood the Gemara Din Befanav in this fashion, right, that what's required in this case, in both of these cases, is a full exoneration of both parties, because we simply lack the context in which to put somebody to death. In one case, we lack the context because it would mean killing innocent people. There's one person who's already been sentenced, but how can you take down innocent people? And in the second case, it means because even if there was Kabbalah Sa'edos, and even if there was, a Maso Matan, but to give somebody a Gemar Din without knowing exactly who you're talking to also borders on, it also approaches the level of being callous and indifferent with respect to innocent life. So the Rambam is obviously fundamentalizing the halacha of Ein Gemar Din Ela B'Fanav, and I think that explains the smichos aparshios in the Rambam. It's not just that it was a milsa d'pshita and Ein Bazeh Hefsed, but I think the Rambam was trying very much to get the point across that the severity of the Ein Nefashos, as evidenced by the Gemar Din B'Fanav, that you know exactly what you're talking about, is exactly the same case. Not the circumstances are the same, but it boils down to the same principle, is why we don't take down an entire tarovis of people to get the one guilty guy, where we're not going to sacrifice innocent life. So even in this case, if everybody's a rotzeach, but you don't have the opportunity to look a person in the face, we simply can't proceed, and we can't fathom proceeding for the dinei nefashos on that basis.